fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings, Voice of America listeners. I'm Muck Bill Yabro, and it's midweek Wednesday. I'll be in for Sunny until Friday, August 4th. Let's get into the August 2nd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. We start off today's show with an update of the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup underway in Australia and New Zealand. Banyana Banyana of South Africa are through to the round of 16 with a 3-2 win against Italy. Nigeria is also through and will be playing England on August 7th. The last African team to play in the group phase will be Morocco as they play Colombia tomorrow. I spoke with my colleague Kali Abdu about the implications of that game and other teams to watch out in the knockout phase. Let's take a listen. On the show here today, I have with me my colleague and my guy, Kali Abdu. Kali, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Absolutely, man. So we are back again, and we are almost at the knockout phase. Let's talk about South Africa's performance today against Italy.
I mean, you know, much respect to them because they were down a goal in the first half. Usually heads will go down, but they were able to stay in there and fight. And, you know, they won the game 3-2. It's a huge win for them. Really remarkable. You know, I really was impressed.
Yeah, no, I think we all were impressed, not only with them, but also with the Nigerian squad, who was the first African team to make it through as well. So we've seen Zambia get their first win, but unfortunately have been eliminated. We have now the last African team, Morocco, that play tomorrow against Colombia, who is at the top of their group. Their situation is a little unique because even if they win, they have to have
Germany
lose.
Right.
So what do you think about that game, and what can they take out from this World Cup, their first World Cup experience?
I think, you know, they can be proud of their efforts. You know, of course, like you said, they even if they win, they will be relying on Germany losing, which is never a good mix. But, you know, we've seen in this tournament, whether in the men's game as well, where teams have come back, you know, from such positions. You know, and so you can never say never, right? I remember what the men did in the last World Cup, the Moroccan men. You know, most people kept writing them off before every single game, but they just, you know, they came in and they did their business, and, you know, the rest is history. So I would say they should go in there and just give it their all, go for the win, even though Colombia is a really, really strong team. You know, we saw the Colombian player with one of the best goals that you would see in the tournament. You know, so they have a lot of work cut out for them. But you never know. You go in there, you play your part, you get the 3 points, and you just, you know, hope that Germany drops points and, you know, maybe something happens. So we'll see. But yeah, they just got to go in there with some pride and hope for the best.
I think all of Morocco is banking on South Korea to make something shake.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But as for now, outside of those games, the round of 16 starts on Saturday, August 5th. The games, for the most part, are set up. The mm-hmm. only teams that are awaiting the announcement will be from that final group that Morocco is in. So let's talk about some of these fixtures that we have.
So, you know, the big one is England-Nigeria, obviously, on August 7th. You know, the Nigerian women are making a lot of headlines because of their performance, but also, I read today that FIFA are deciding to pay the players directly because of, you know, corruption and all these issues in the past where players aren't paid their what's due to them, and that's great. So that's been, you know, on the headlines. And, you know, England, like I keep saying, are a team to watch because they just won the Euros, so they have that, you know, momentum. And you know, so Nigeria would have their work cut out for them. Mm-hmm. So that could be a huge clash. You know, we're probably going to watch, to use a boxing analogy, two scrappers who are going to go in there and brawl. And that could be a great game. Now, let's talk about the U.S. because the U.S. has kind of had a, you know, some would call it a slow start to the tournament or, you know, group stages. But we haven't seen their best. Just like Argentina in the men's World Cup started slow, but just kept getting better all the way to the final. So we can't write the U.S. team off. But, you know, they have their work cut out for them based on how they've started. And then another game to watch is obviously South Africa because they just had this win. You know, they have some momentum. They have a lot of good players. And even though Netherlands pretty good as well, you know, we're just hoping that South Africa going in there with some confidence after that huge win and do something. And, you know, obviously, like we were saying, you have teams like France, you have teams still like Spain in there. And, you know, Denmark, you know, I don't know what you think, but I think that there may be a surprise. We may be thinking teams like England, Nigeria, France, U.S., you know, could go on and actually end up winning it. But something tells me there might be a surprise. I don't know which, but there might be a surprise in there.
To me, I think that the most interesting team to me has been, it's between two teams for me, right? I think Japan has not conceded a goal,
right?
And I believe they've scored like 11 goals or something like that throughout their three games. So Japan has been playing extremely well, and Sweden has only conceded one goal and has also played remarkable as well in their group phases. So Sweden now clashes with the United States. And as we mentioned, the U.S. side has had a little bit of a slower start. But the beauty of the knockout phase is if you've been there before, your experience allows you to calm your nerves. You know, it might put them in a better position, because now if Sweden overplays their hand in thinking, hey, we came in there technically playing better than the U.S. side in their group, so we can ball out.
Right.
If you don't respect your opponent sometimes, you know, it'll be a detriment to you. So
right.
It all depends on what their coaching staff is telling them and how they're prepping the Swedish side, the Swedes, right? Now, as for Japan, they're playing Norway, and I don't want to put anything past Norway either.
Right.
Because they have had some games where they've gone crazy and they've scored like 6 goals. So they're also a pretty strong side as well. But to me, I just feel like Japan really like has shown me everything from every position. Quality, and the team really is in unison.
Right.
That's the most amazing thing about this team. So
togetherness.
So I think, yeah, togetherness, wanting to play. They can play from the back all the way up. It's not like a few players here and there that are, you know, kind of doing things. It's the entire team. And then lastly, I would have to say Colombia, which they're going to be through as well. Even if they lose, they're still through. There's no scenario that Colombia doesn't make it through. So they are through automatically now. So now that means that they'll either play France or Jamaica.
Right.
Depending on, you know,
right.
how they do in that group. Now, the interesting thing about it is that Brazil was in that group, but they got knocked out. Shout out to the Jamaican women, you know, the Rasta girls.
The reggae girls.
So,
Big shout out to reggae girls.
It's been a phenomenal tournament.
Yeah.
Very unexpected.
And that's why I just feel there might be more surprises. You know, I was hearing you talk about the Japan team, and, you know, they're one of those that I keep feeling like they could shock, you know, people in this tournament.
Yeah.
You know, to go on and, I mean, end
all
up winning
way.
It.
Yeah.
I know that they have been getting better every single time that I've seen them.
Right.
And I mean, even with the men's game.
Right.
Because I feel like, you know, the quality of what the teams do on the pitch has a lot to do with you know what their FA is doing, the development of their leagues and their national game. And I feel like Japan has been producing these really well put together teams that play for them, for the teams. They play for themselves. You know, there's not a lot of egos. And so that's a testament to, I guess, how their national game is going. And, you know, don't forget that in these tournaments, you see the fans, you know, the Japanese fans cleaning up after. And, you know, so that tells you a lot about
their society. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm looking at Japan, you know, to see how far they can go in the tournament. But I wanted to bring up a point. You know, we were talking about the South Africa women. You know, the South Africa women, the match winner, Katlanga, she had mentioned that she lost three family members. Three family members during this tournament. Gatlana, she lost three family members during the tournament. So she was quite emotional after grabbing that win. And I think I remember the Colombian match winner as well. I think I read that she had cancer. She survived cancer or something like that growing up. So, you know, you have a lot of diversity that these players are you know, they have these challenges that they're facing. They're going in there and, you know, they're playing with a lot of passion. And don't forget, Banda, you know, she came into the tournament with all those huge allegations against her about her, you know, her gender but she still came in there and, you know, just proved herself, even though, like you said, they didn't go on to the next round, but still, you know, she showed what she can do. She showed why she's been scoring those goals. So I just wanted to mention that's one of the highlights for me has been, you know, even through these challenges, I'm seeing a lot of passion and a lot of quality from some of these players. So, you know, I feel like the best is yet to come.
Yeah, no, it has been a remarkable tournament so far. I've loved the fact that so many fans around the world are really locked in to watching the women's game. I feel like this year it's been amplified across social media, TV channels. It's only going to continually keep getting better. We've seen goals that honestly I didn't see some of the guys score, you know? So
yeah, you were showing me the Colombian goal. Caicedo is her name, yeah.
Yeah.
She's the one who survived cancer as a child.
Man, yeah.
So
She's
only 18.
Amazing. I think a lot of these players are also going to be getting a lot of looks too.
Yeah.
From the bigger clubs right after the tournament. So it's going to be interesting. But like I always say, Kali and I could talk about football for hours. So we're going to wrap it up right there. But he definitely will be on with me again. It's been an exciting, exciting tournament. Thank you for being with us today,
Kali. Thanks for having me.
Yes, brother.
VOA's English to Africa service celebrates its 60th anniversary on August 4th. Help us celebrate by sharing your thoughts on our programs. Send a voice message or a text to this WhatsApp number, +1202-258-3076. Tell us what your favorite program is, or let us know about a report we did that mattered to you. Recall a favorite memory about VOA Africa, or tell us what stories you think we should cover or how we can improve. That number, again, is +1202-258-3076. Tell us your name and where you live, and you might hear your comments on our shows. And thanks for 60 years of support.
In more football news, Banyana Banyana of South Africa have made it through to the round of 16. Reporter Mike Mbonye spoke with women's football analyst Faith Ulugshi about South Africa's performance. what they did well and how they have to work on their defense against the Netherlands in their upcoming match.
Well, it was a great match, quite an interesting match that lifted the building. For anyone that watched the match, I think they enjoyed the match. It was a match that we see the tactical display of both coaches on the bench, and we must give it to South Africa that they did very well. Yes, they are a team that we've seen that they can score goals in this World Cup, and of course, they knew they had to score if they were to qualify for the next one, and they were able to get the goals. I will have to give kudos to South Africa for living up to the billing that they are in the World Cup as African champions. If you are an African champions, you don't get to crash out in the group stage of the competition. So I think it's a good one that South Africa were able to live to the billing today, and they got that win against Italy today.
Banyana seemed to have learned from previous mistakes, holding on to the lead. Did the outcome of the game against Italy come to you as a surprise?
I expected South Africa to beat Italy, yes, because I've watched two of their previous matches in this World Cup, and I've seen that when it comes to scoring, they know how to score. But one of the unfortunate things they've experienced in their past two matches was their inability to defend to the end. And that was what cost them the previous two matches. And I knew that, knowing fully well that only a win can give them the ticket to the round of 16, they know they have to work very hard. I'm not surprised that they qualify for the round of 16. I'm not really surprised that they won. But I must say that this is one of the longest football I've ever watched. 11 minutes additional time. Yes, it was worth the time added because of the time wastes and everything. But South Africa had to come back and fight hard to get that win through one of their most inspiring players, TB Katlana. Katlana lived up to billing. She has been carrying this team on her shoulder every time. So I think we must give kudos to South Africa, and we must give kudos to the Coach Ellis, Desiree Ellis, for, you know, showing that, yes, having kept her as the head coach of this team 2016 till now, she has really changed the team, and I think it's working out for her. Must give kudos to South Africa. They lived to the billing, and I'm happy that they were able to make it to the round of 16.
South Africa will play against the Netherlands in the round of 16 game. What are your expectations on the game?
Well, in football, the higher you go, the tougher it becomes. And if you want to be a champion, you need to face all the hurdles in football. So playing against Netherlands is not going to be easy for South Africa. It's not going to be easy for them. But I think they should enjoy this victory for now. And when they get back to training, they need to put their house in order, because they are still having a little defensive blunder at the back. They still find it difficult to defend to the end. That was why even when they were leading 2-1, they still conceded 2-2, and it has to take the additional time for them to get that victory against Italy. So I think they still have a lot of work to do. The back four has to do a lot to keep in shape, because Netherlands, they score a lot of goals. They can punish them if they make that kind of blunder against them in the round of 16. So they need to go and work on their defense and ensure that it's tight, and ensure that it's very, very tight. As for scoring, I have any problem with them, because I know they will always score, but it's the ability to defend. So South Africa have to go back to the drawing board and put their house in order, check the lapses and work on it, and ensure that they can go. They're underdogs playing against Netherlands, but anything can happen in the game of football.
That was Faith Olukshi, media officer of Nigeria's national under-17 women's football team. She spoke to reporter Mike Mbonye from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Now jumping into the ring with some African boxing action, Canada-based Cameroonian boxer Mirel Binzi has received a bye to the semifinals in the welterweight division in the Africa Elite Men and Women Boxing Championships, currently taking place in Yaoundé, Cameroon. She's one of the hottest prospects for the welterweight gold medal. Mirel's main challenger is Moreira Gomez of Cape Verde, who has also received a bye to the semifinals. John Nene spoke to Mirel in Yaoundé about her projections and goals for this tournament.
Mirel, pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Now tell me, in these Africa Championships, what is your projection?
The gold medal is the ultimate goal. So I really want to win the first place. And also, since I only have two fights, so I need to give everything for both the fights so that I make it till the end. So I really want to win the prize money. I want to win the title as well. So yeah.
Because already you're in the semifinals.
Yes, I'm already in the semifinals. So for sure, I get the prize money, but I want the ultimate one. You know, I want the title also. It's not just for money. Like, we don't do boxing just for money. We want to have the title so that it's in the books. You know. I don't know yet. It's either Morocco or Kenya. So whichever I'm going to meet, I'm going to have to fight like it's the finals. Like it's the finals. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But of course, you're fighting at home.
Yes, I'm fighting at home. So it's I would say it's more stress, more responsibilities. But I think I can manage that pretty well.
You're based in Canada, Mirel. And this year, you went all the way to India on your own. What really inspired you to go all the way to India on your own? There's no coach.
Yes, so in the beginning, I really wanted to do some high-level competition. And the closest competition was the World Championships because we had the zonal championships that were canceled. So I had to do one big competition before heading to African Championships. So I decided that I really wanted to... because of the prize money, but mostly for experience also, because the people that I'm going to meet at World Championships are the same people that you meet at Olympics. So there's not only African countries, there's other people from America, Europe and everything. So that's why I wanted to do that competition, to see what's the level internationally and yeah, be ready for what's ahead for me.
So tell us your experiences in India.
It was really nice. I mean, I was alone, but there was a lot of coaches that were there to help me. And I also went there with the coach from Sierra Leone, because the girl from Sierra Leone is living in Canada as well. So I went there with them. But I really had a very good, I would say, follow-up with the coaches. And everybody was there was really, helpful. And I didn't feel like I was alone in the competition. So it was really nice. I did a very good first fight. And then the second one, I felt a bit short, but... I mean, just with more effort, I think I would have won the fight. I made it to round of 8, I think. Yeah,
quarterfinals. Yeah, last 8.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that was commendable, and it's your first time.
Yeah, exactly.
After your experience in India, what did you learn?
I learned that you have to be present in the ring, so you always have to be active. You always have to do something. You cannot leave any doubt for the judges. If you leave any doubt for the judges, you never know what could happen. It could go your way or it could go the other way. So it's really important to just give you 100%. Even if you're sure you're winning, just give you 100% till the end.
And that is what now you want to do here?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm intending to do at this world, this African Championships.
So when did you go to Canada?
When did I go? Very long ago. It's been 15 years that I live in Canada. Yes.
On your own or with parents?
With my parents, yeah. But I have a lot of family living here as well, but I'm living here for now. Yeah.
So you went together with your parents, or you found them there, or they found you there?
Everybody, my sisters, my small family, we went there all together. Mm-hmm. And yes, I had my father that was living here still because he was a doctor. So he was living in Cameroon. And I have my family, all my father's family and my mom's family. Most of my mom's family and most of my dad's family still lives here.
And your dad is in Canada with you?
No. Now he passed away. He passed away 2 years ago. But he was living in Cameroon still. He never went to Canada because he had a good situation here.
Okay. So you're with your mom and your siblings?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And what are you doing there?
I go to school. I'm doing a master in business administration. I also work full-time and I do my trainings. I'm going to University of Quebec, Montreal. Yes, so UQAM.
What work do you do there?
I work as a teacher, so that's what I do.
Teacher?
Yes, really? Like that's my, I would say, my student job that I do for now. I do it full time, and I go to school also on the side.
What do you teach?
Everything. I do French, I do science, I do sports, I do a bit of everything, but I take a few days because since I'm boxing, I'm not doing it like, I don't take a permanent schedule. So
which part of Canada are you in?
In Montreal.
Montreal?
Yes.
You know, remember Montreal, they hosted the 1976 Olympics.
Oh, yeah. They built a lot of buildings that are still there. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how is life in Montreal?
It's very nice. I mean, Canada is nice because obviously there's a lot of more opportunities for work and school. So it's nice, except the weather, that's very cold. But other than that, it's a very nice country to be in.
No, it's cold. I remember I was there in 2001. And, you know, when it gets cold, it really gets cold in Canada.
Yeah, it's really bad. And when it's hot, it's very hot. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So what is your ambition in boxing?
The biggest one will be to make it to Olympics. So that's the main goal that I'm working on right now. So I'm intending to qualify at the next qualifiers so that I make it to Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wish you all the best, Mireille.
Thanks a lot. Hopefully it goes well for me as well.
VOA Africa is your trusted source for news, sports, entertainment, and music. Stay engaged with VOA Africa. We love to hear your voice. You can call us 24/7 on WhatsApp and leave a message. Leave comments, requests, or greetings. We may play your message on VOA Africa. Dial the international code +1, then 202-258-3076. VOA Africa is always happy to hear your voice. The number again is the international code +1, then 202-258-3076.
Now taking things to the track, the Francophone Games in Kinshasa, DRC have been electric. Emmanuel Asame of Cameroon won the 100 meters and Ivory Coast Mabunda Koni won the women's sprint. Louis-Francois Mendy of Senegal topped the 110-meter men's hurdles and Madagascar's Sidoni Fiadenatsoa won the women's hurdles. Other notable winners were Romania's Alan Alexandru Firfrica in men's discus, Sheck Diouf of Senegal in the 400-meter men's race, and Cameroon's Apollinaire Yimra in the long jump. Moroccans won the women's race, Sarah Al-Hakshimi in the 400 meters, and Soukaina Atana in the 10,000-meter race. And that's a wrap for the August 2nd edition of the show. Hope you all have a great Wednesday. I'm Mukbil Yabaro in Washington, in for Sonny Young. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Are you wandering around lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African music mix on The Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African music mix plays only the best.
Tune in at 200, 300, 1200, and 1300 UTC GMT. Every day, right here on VOA Africa.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05.